is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Praise your bets, you jack wagons! Brad, the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast on this freaky Friday. We already got tickets in hand. Let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. Our fair wagers, plus winner odds or greater. Maybe you're looking ahead at the futures market with the NFL season on the horizon. College football kicking off here in a couple of weeks. Or maybe you got something with the curtains about to drop in the Olympics that you like, or potentially as well on the diamond in Major League Baseball. So, Lundy, as always, choose your own adventure. What do you got for me on this Friday?
Oh, only degenerates bet on preseason NFL. But for crying out loud, if there's one thing that I know, it is that Mr. Harbaugh takes the preseason really seriously, doesn't he? The only thing that has to happen for it to qualify for the plus bus is plus odds. And it's even money. It's plus 100 as the Ravens will take on the Eagles. If I'm not mistaken, Brad, Nick Sirianni is 1-8, I believe, in preseason games so far as a head coach. And as I said, Harbaugh apparently thinks the preseason is the NFL playoffs with the way that the Ravens managed to perform. So I'll tell you what, you're going to give me even money for the team at home in a preseason game that seems to take the preseason more seriously than the other 31 teams in the entire National Football League. I'll take it at plus money, DK, plus 100.
Next level degenerate move right there. I will not be following you on
come
that.
On.
I am not going
come
to
on.
The preseason. I cannot do it. Maybe about five tequilas in. I am going to look ahead at the futures market, which Lundy refuses to invest in. But we're going to stick with the NFL theme. Romeo, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? How about Romeo Doubs going to be living in the red zone? Give me him to score five or more touchdowns in the milestones market available at DraftKings. I cannot. Not believe this is available at a plus 125 juice. So if you do want to tie up your money for months on end, I think you're going to be rewarded handsomely and cash out early. It could be a cash out like early November because he had 8 touchdowns a season ago. And what has really changed? It's still a complicated wide receiver room. I know Dontavian Wicks has gotten some hype here of this NFL offseason. Jaden Reed is going to be a fixture and the apple of Jordan Love's eye on occasion. But when the Packers are marching down in enemy territory and get inside the 20-yard line, he usually looks Dobbs's way. Last season, Romeo Doubs had 17 red zone targets. That was number 14 among all eligible wide receivers in the National Football League. I think Jordan Love is going to take a step forward in his development. He was number 15, respectable standing and red zone completion percentage last season. But best yet, Lundy, the Pack have the 10th easiest schedule for fantasy wide receivers. So given the carved out role inside the red zone, given the ease of strength of schedule, I think Romeo Doubs could duplicate the snowman that he posted last season in touchdowns. And all I need is five and plus 125 to cash in at DraftKings. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go for the gold right now. The Olympics, they're going to crown a champion in their basketball invitation. And woo, by the skin of their teeth, the United States get by Nikola Jokic and Serbia. Very exciting game. Serbia was absolutely raining threes in that contest. I believe they had 16 in total. Jokic doing his usual Jokic thing. And the United States had come scurrying back in the fourth quarter, outscored Serbia 32-15 to take on Parlez-vous Francais, the host nation, for the whole shebang. So while this SGP, come with me if you are buying what I am selling for all the yes cargo. Give me France there on the old spread plus 26.5. Give me Le Captain America, LeBron James, 5 or more assists. And give me Evan Fournier for 2 or more made triples. You put those hands together, uno, dos, tres, mi amigos, plus 130. Very viable juice there at BetMGM. A little bit of background here. France, the worst loss that they suffered was against Germany. And I know they exacted their revenge in the semifinals, but they were lost by 14 in that game. The United States has often sloughed defensively throughout this entire Olympics. They're really not blowing anybody out And I'm going to, you know, take this sky high here on the spread, plus 26.5. That's like 10 points higher than the standard line. Nice little cushion we're building in to avoid any pushing. I think France hangs tough, though they're only averaging right around 78 points per game. The U.S. averaging over 100 points per game in these Olympics. Like numero dos, LeBron to get me five or more dimes. He has done this in all five Olympics contests. He's averaging 8.2 assists per game, and he is going to be distributing the ball with relative ease in this one, whether it's dump downs to Joel Embiid, maybe it's kickouts to Steph Curry, who knocks down a triple. He will get five assists, and it could happen in the first half, quite honestly. So I love this alt line. And then Evan Fournier to get two or more triples. He's just 9 for 25 in the Olympics from outside, shooting 34.6% from way downtown, but has gone over this prop in 3 of 5 Olympics matchups. The ball rotation sucked for the United States against Serbia. There were dudes that were wide ass open on the perimeter, and of course, what they do? Well, they're pros. Some of them NBA players. They knock down those triples. So the United States does not show a better defensive effort along the arc. I think Francais, they're going to be assassins, including Evan Fournier. So to recap on the SGP for the gold medal in basketball in the Olympics, give me France plus 26.5. Give me LeBron five or more assists, and give me Evan Fournier two or more main threes plus 130 at BetMGM. Numero cinco on my board, Lundy. Better follow.
Oh, I wanted Jokic to pull it off.
I was kind of in a win-win.
Oh, situation. Lundy, you're not a true American. Shut up. I love underdogs.
I was loving it. I was loving
I
it
love
all.
Underdogs, and guess what? The underdog is exactly being American. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I was absolutely rooting for it. Yes, I'm a homer for Jokic because of right here in Denver. But at the same time, I was really hoping they were going to pull it off just to kind of, I don't know, sometimes the American cockiness, it's sort of good to watch it get knocked.
Get squashed.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It would be nice, especially with Team USA. But that said, I think this is the right way to be able to play this. I don't even know. I mean, I like what you're doing with France at 26.5, Brad. I don't even know that you need to go that high.
Probably not. I mean, go like 19.5. I think it would keep it within 20.
That's actually what I'm thinking. And I'm even saying maybe you could just do 20.5 and bring this, like you'd bring the juice up. I'm fine with what you've done. I don't want to get greedy, but I don't know that you need that much cushion in order to make this work. So I like what you've got with LeBron. I like Evan Fournier. I think you've got the right two player props to go with this. I might be tempted to bring this down by another 3, 4, 5 points and bring that juice up because I do think France keeps this close.
Somebody say cushion? I think J.D. Vance is going to back this.
Number 4.
Numero quattro on the fade 5. Oh, let your minds wander on that little ditty. Let's go to Major League Baseball, and he's not remotely touching it, but I went there because it was just low-hanging fruit. Two-legger in Major League Baseball. Let's go out west. Give me Freddie Freeman back on the field, and thank God his son is doing much better after his health scare. All I need is him to slap a single. Leg numero dos, Mets and Mariners on the old total, giving the under 11.5. You put those two legs together, plus 109. Little baby seduced by the juice this time there. At BetMGM, you look at Freddie Freeman. The Dodgers taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Buccos have been playing great baseball here late, certainly trending in the right direction. Mitch Keller on the mound, the definition of innings eater. But you look at Freeman, great history against Keller. 6 for 12 lifetime. Interestingly, Lundy, all six of those hits have gone for a one bagger. Freeman, since returning lineup, he's gotten a single in two of his last three games. I think he'll slap a soft line drive into the outfield, and we hit on leg numero uno. Meanwhile, you look at the under in Mets and Mariners. You got to Jose Quintana on the bump for the Metropolitans, taking on Mr. Miller, Bryce Miller of the Seattle Mariners. Both these teams have gone over consistently here of late. As a matter of fact, you look at the Mets, they have gone under only twice in their last 10 games. Seattle, though, has gone under in 6 of their last 10. This one being played up there in Sasquatch land in the Great Northwest. I know both squads are top 15 to BRC plus their last couple of weeks, but I like the pitching matchup. And again, I'm really boosting the standard line, which is at 8. to 11.5. So hopefully that will tuck under. So Freddie Freeman, a single. Mets and Mariners under 11.5 runs, plus 109 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Bader, follow.
I told you. We talked about it on Tuesday. Do not underestimate the return of Freeman to overall to that Dodgers lineup. And certainly he's coming back. And, well, he's being Freddie Freeman. So I definitely think that he puts bat to ball. The question is, does he continue the streak of singles? This is a smart way to be able to play it to get yourself to plus juice.
Oh, yeah, baby. Plus 109. I just need a single, Freeman. Stop at first base.
Number three.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Feed 5 Countdown, making his debut, I think, on the podcast. Miami Marlin? For real? Yeah, I'm going there. Give me Xavier Edwards to get two or more hits against the Friars, also known as the San Diego Padres. Oh, handsome. Yeah, I'll work the shoulders again because we're definitely getting seduced by that juice at plus 185. Pulled this one at FanDuel Sportsbook. Edwards, interestingly, Lundy, has done this in 7 of his last 11 games. He's batting a very Ted Williams-esque 413 over the last 30 days. And most importantly, he is going to face the southpaw pitcher and Martin Perez. He's done a lot of damage against port siders this season, batting 367 on the year. And you look at Perez, a 6.44 ERA on the road. And this one played in SoFla. On top of that, Perez, 5.31 ERA in his last four and has given up a 43.3% hard hit rate. So I think the exit velo is going to jump off the bat at least a couple of times for Edwards, and hopefully the ball will not get caught. And as a result, we cash in on him collecting a pair of hits or more against the Pods, plus 185 at FanDuel. Fade or follow?
Man, you're tempting fade on this one. I'm going to fade you. I'm going to fade you on this one on the two hits. I just am. If you want to go, the slightly safer way, you could do total bases, which is at plus 100, by the way.
Wow.
Just even money. The problem is, it's not like he's doing a lot of, like, he's had a double. I think he's had one double this month.
Lot of singles, man.
Yeah, lots of singles. And so, you know, again, you could go back to what we were just talking about with Freeman. It might be that the way to play this is to play him for a single instead. I know you're getting seduced by the plus 185. I'm going to fade you on this one, but I'm going to say, if you're looking for an SGP in this game, you can take advantage of a couple of hot bats. So you could take like Edwards for just a hit. You could take a guy like Merrill for a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Also swinging a hot bat right now. And that's still going to get you into minus odds. It's probably no,
just add Luis Arraez, because Arraez is good for like a base hit almost every single game.
So here, hang on. One, two, Xavier Edwards for a hit, Jackson Merrill for a hit, Arraez for a hit, plus 126 at FanDuel.
Boom! Boom!
So if you don't want to play the one that Brad's got, which I'm not going to do just because I think you're tempting fate to get the two hits, but I do think that he does get at least a base knock, pair him up with other guys in that same game that are also swinging a very good bat so far, plus 126, built that one at FanDuel while we were sitting here talking, those three guys for a hit.
Hopefully X is going to mark the spot, and hopefully X is going to mark the spot on additional action right now at thegamingjuice.com. It's my website. It's absolutely free. Lundy's posted content there. Ben Wittenstein and Nate Jacobson are rolling out their college football conference previews. I've got all my NFL content. We're cranking out over 100 pieces of fresh content every single month, and you don't have to pay a single dime, you jackwagon. All of our free picks are there as well. Go to thegamingjuice.com, sign up for an account. I've got a slow fantasy football forum, what I call a slow chat, open right now. Answer your questions throughout the day when I get some time. So if you got some inquiries bouncing around ahead of your fantasy draft, go to thegamingjuice.com right now, submit those, and you'll get my 2 cents. The Gaming Juice, click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get after it. Lundy is chuckling. I have no reason why.
My wife just sent me a picture that she went to make a cup of coffee, and she forgot to put the cup in the... So there's like coffee on the, sorry. I got distracted because she texted me that she's, apparently there's coffee everywhere in the kitchen.
Right. Apparently she desperately needs that coffee.
Yes, right?
To, you know, wake her alertness up.
Exactly. All right. So please proceed as we pick on the Colorado Pebbles.
A guy that's probably going to not need a ton of caffeine coursing through the system to get the over on his strikeout prop is one Grant Holmes. Give me the over 4.5 Ks against those aforementioned Colorado Pebbles. They're in the Mile High City. Affordable minus 120 juice in my estimation. A little bit higher there. Available at BetMGM. But if you shop around the other books, it's like minus 135, minus 140. So if you want to get the best juice in the market, you got to lock in this bet at BetMGM. Grant Holmes looks like the lead singer from 38 Special. If you look at like the mustache, it's a handlebar, the long flowing wavy locks. I'm very envious of how his follicles are firing, which I do not have that luxury except on my face, just not on the top of my dome. But Grant Holmes going to be popping the mitt. He's going to be firing fastballs early and often in this one. Colorado, the last 2 weeks, has the number one strikeout rate of any team in Major League Baseball. They're punching out 30.7% of their plate appearances. That is absurd. Holmes has got 9.00 K per nine on the year, respectable 28.8 call plus swinging strike percentage. The K per nine a little bit lower on the road at 8.03, but as a starting pitcher, it grants only two games, but as a starting pitcher at 11 plus K per nine, his last three outings, including one in long relief, he went 4, 8, and 5 strikeouts. So he's been over in two of his last three. I think the pitch counts could be around 80 to 85 in this one. They've been ramping him up slowly. So higher pitch count, free swinging Colorado team, and a pretty damn good K per nine. Don't be intimidated by the Coors Field aspect of this. Grant Holmes, whale, whale on that whammy bar again, 38 Special style on the over 4.5 Ks. In the Mile High City, minus 120 at BetMGM. Numero dos on my board, Lundy. Better follow.
I love picking on the Rockies. My, one of my favorite things. It's like a, it's become a hobby here locally, and it has been for thousands of people here in Denver, just like me, to be able to pick on the Rockies. So, yeah, I think he gets over to the 4.5. If you decide.
Oh, no, we lost Lundy again. He's frozen in time. He is Han Solo in carbonite. As he is trying to figure out, and I already know what his reason
is.
Oh, he's back! He's back! Lundy, you were frozen! You were Han Solo again for a minute, but please digress. Go ahead. And he's frozen again. That's amazing. This is what we do on live podcast. We just let it roll, baby.
Lundy, in Illinois. There we are. Hi.
Oh, he's back again! Okay, Lundy, give me a three count.
3, 2, 1.
Go!
Okay. First of all, follow on this one. It was good. There were all kinds of spinny Wi-Fi things happening there. We had a little break. All I'm saying, if you want to build a strikeout prop today, make sure Ezekiel Tovar is a part of it. Second in the National League, I think, in strikeouts, or third, something like that. So as much as he's got, he's also really good at swinging and missing.
All right, there you go. Lundy with an abbreviated perspective on the Colorado Pebbles. Fade, fade, and fade again there, and follow Grant Holmes on game.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown, the Crosstown Classic, the Windy City Classic as well, sometimes it's called. It's Cubs and the White Sox, baby, down there at Guaranteed Rate on the south side. It's probably going to be like, I don't know, 90-10 Cubs to White Sox fans, I would imagine. The rivalry renewed there in the city, and on the SGP, come with me if you're buying one, I'm selling. Like, give me Jameson Taillon on the over 17.5 outs, and give me the Cubs on the money line. I know the White Sox streak of futility finally ended. They just fired their manager. It took them long enough. They have won 4 games, Lundy. 4 games since the 1st of July. That's how bad they have been. Still on a record losing pace. Cubs bats have emerged from cold storage. They have thawed out, and they have heated up. a team that's starting to get it done offensively. The Cubs are 2-0 in this series on the year, taking both those games at Wrigley. And over the last 13 games, a very nice 69 runs they have played it during that stretch. The White Sox, number 29 in WRC plus over the same span, they've only scored 32 runs in their last 12 games. Tyone has been one of the most underrated pitchers in all of Major League Baseball, in my opinion, this entire season. Really a king of consistency. Yes, the last time he faced the Chi Sox, he only went 5 innings, gave up 10 hits in that one at Wrigley Field back on June the 5th. But since then, Lundy, he has gone over in 8 of 10 starts, meaning he's gone at least 6 innings to reach that over on 17 and a half outs. Chicago on the south side, they can't score. Tyone usually works deep. I know he's got the 4.06 road ERA, but on the year, 3.25 in that category with a quite respectable 3.91 strikeout to walk split. So to recap, my number one play of the day, SGP style, Jameson. Oh, Tyone over 17 and a half outs. And the Northsiders, the Cubs, to score the victory on the south side against the White Sox. Plus 120, believe it or not, the simple two-legger. At DraftKings. Good, sir. Better follow.
What happens if he gets pulled for some reason?
Well, then I lose.
Well, I know. And I don't want to lose, man. It's Friday. I need to build back up the bankroll here. Desperately, actually. It hasn't been all of that.
Well, he is desperate, too, for an internet connection, it appears, as well as Lundy is once again is sitting in cement as he has frozen on me. For the, third or fourth time. So I guess what cash will take is you already probably hit the over on that. Anyway, I guarantee you, Lundy is still going to follow me. I know he's a little bit skittish because Jameson Tyone may be able to get pulled in this game early like he did in the first matchup. But my number one play of the day, follow on Tyone over 17 and a half outs and the Cubs on the money line at plus 120. Lundy, I know you agree, but we got to go to bonus time. Bonus time. Let's pray the gremlins have been worked out of your internet system. Go ahead, Mimigo.
No, I'm convinced somebody's in the other room watching high definition porn and is using all the bandwidth. Let me be brief just in case we lose the connection again. Folks, I cannot believe that Gunnar Henderson's total bases for tonight is standard juice at minus 110. That is ridiculous.
It's over at MGM, bro. It's minus 105.
That is ridiculous. Against Zach Littell, he has a 500 lifetime average against the dude. Run, walk to Gunnar Henderson's total bases prop and play the over for tonight as Baltimore is on the road to take on Tampa. The other guy that I really like for a total base prop tonight, you can get him at plus 125, Josh Bell of your Arizona Diamondbacks at home against the Phillies. It's the same kind of idea. Really strong history against Zach Wheeler, including 13 hits, of which 4 of them are round trippers. So I will take Josh Bell on the total bases as well. Again, over at FanDuel, he is a plus 125. Then, looking ahead to Sunday, yes, I told you I am a degenerate when it comes to some of the NFL preseason. Play the under between the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos. That is the early game on the NFL Network on Sunday for preseason. The only part of the Broncos training camp that has looked good, folks, is their defense. So I think this is going to be a low-scoring affair, regardless of who the hell is playing for Denver. So before I lose signal again, play that one under 37 and a half. Best odds minus 108 over at DraftKings. I yield the floor to the guy who apparently has Wi-Fi.
Yes, I have high-speed internet here in Central Illinois, and I'm in the sticks. Let's go to the Team Huevos parlay play of the day on this SGP. Come with me if you are buying what I am selling, the matchup between the Pittsburgh Pirates and L.A. Dodgers. Leg numero uno, give me Jack Flaherty to Riverdance to at least 6 innings. Give me the over 17 half outs. Leg numero dos, give me Mitch Keller to, again, gobble up those innings. I'll take the over on the same prop, 17 and a half outs. And then as a result, let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. If I think this is going to be a pitcher's duel, give me the under on the all total, 12 and a half runs in this game, plus 174 on those uno, dos, tres legs available there at DraftKings. A little bit of background here. Flaherty with Sig Strong in his debut as a Dodger against the Oakland Athletics, who were at that time stinking hot at the dish. He's been over this in three of his last four games. Pittsburgh just a middling number 22 in WRC plus the last couple of weeks, and Flaherty on the year a 7.00. A really obscene strikeout to walk split that he has posted. So he's been in command and control. I think he will indeed go six strong. Mitch Keller, over 17 and a half outs. I know the road ERA is a little bit higher at 3.88 this year, but he's only got a 2.14 ERA in his last four starts. He has gone over 17 and a half outs and 11 of his last 14 rotation turns, and the Dodgers have really cooled off offensively. Number 25 in WRC plus here the last couple of weeks, only batting 221 as a team during that stretch. And then Lake New Montrace against energizing and bringing it all together. The under 12 and a half. I know the Dodgers and Pirates have both gone over in seven of their last 10 games, but the standard line is 8. So we're building in all kinds of a cushion here on this. And again, I think both starting pitchers are going to work deep and in this game. So to recap, the team quite most parlay play of the day. On the SGP, Jack Flaherty over 17 and a half outs. Mitch Keller over 17 and a half outs. And the under on the all total 12 and a half plus 174. Hell yeah. At DraftKings. All right, initial action. And boot is time. Let us go back to Major League Baseball. And let's go back to a matchup which I find quite enticing. Oh, who is that against? Oh, yeah, the pulverized Colorado Pebbles. Marcelo Zuna, give me him for an RBI. I cannot believe this available at plus money. I got a plus 105 this morning at BetMGM. The over on total bags is sky high. It's like minus 165 on the 1.5. The HRR is even minus money for Marcelo Zuna. So hopefully the table setters can do their job, get on base, and Ozuna's going to knock him in. He's batting a robust 287 in the runners in scoring position this season. He's got 15 RBIs and a 319 batting average the last 30 days. And he's only got, I realize, 3 RBI in the month of August in 7 games. So he's facing Champaign, Illinois' own Tanner Gordon. And Tanner Gordon went to my wife's high school, believe it or not. So boo, as I went to Centennial. But Tanner Gordon, 413 batting average, 826 slug, and a 1,264 OPS is what he has given up to right-handed hitters in 46 at bat, along with a 40.8% hard hit rate overall. So I think Marcelo Zuna will knock somebody in, get that at plus 105. And the other prop I like, I used the DraftKings plus 200 home run surge, Aaron Judge, right? It's like automatic. If you apply that, it jacks all the way up to plus 385. He is far and away the number one play on the batters-box.com with a percentage like way up in the 700s. And whenever I see that, especially tied to a guy with mammoth power, I automatically take the home run prop. I think he goes yard. And then finally, one last thing, and I feature this on thegamingjuice.com. Looking at the milestones market, also available on DraftKings, I think Will Levis of the Tennessee Titans, Lundy, throws for 4,000 or more yards in what I believe is going to be a breakout campaign for him. It's plus 380. If he reaches that threshold, he was number one in air yards per attempt among all qualifying quarterbacks last season at 10.4 in that category. He has the 11th easiest overall fantasy strength of schedule. I know DeAndre Hopkins probably going to miss a game or two in the regular season with that knee setback, but he's still got Calvin Ridley. He's got Tyler Boyd. He's got Chig Okonkwo, who I think is above average tight end. He's got excellent pass catching running backs and Tony Pollard and Mr. Sharp, Tyzae Sharp. And Treylon Burks could step in to that void for D-Hop and at least perform at a respectable level. And on top of that, Lundy, he's got a bottom five defense. So he's going to be involved in a ton of shootouts. So Will Levis jacking up the pass attempts, 4,000 plus yards. It's plus 380. I'll tie up my money for months on end, and I will cash out in January when that indeed cash is. All right, we got a cash out right now here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you. Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. For the Internet Challenge, Nathaniel Lundy operating on a 14-4 connection. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow.
That is up to you.